This is Mosaic. Today's subject, the Lincoln Academy of Illinois. This is Mosaic WCEV's program of conversations of special interest to ethnic Americans, but I think our conversation today is of interest to everyone. And it is about the Lincoln Academy of the State of Illinois' Nobel Prize. I believe that it's the only one in the entire country. It's called the Lincoln Academy. And our guest today is Dr. Stephanie Pace Marshall. She is immediate past chancellor. She herself is an awardee, a laureate, a Nobel Prize winner in this Illinois Nobel Prize Academy. And she is also president emerita of the Illinois Math and Science Academy in Aurora, the first math and science academy in the state. Welcome to Mosaic.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Now, first of all, since for most of our listeners, the words Lincoln Academy are totally, unknown. Of course, all of our listeners know who Abraham Lincoln was. He is famous all over the world and revered all over the world. And so all of our listeners know of him and probably surprisingly know a lot more about him than many Americans, because his life and his work and his accomplishments are taught in every nation, perhaps even more so than in the United States. Oh, first of all, I have to say, for in the interest of full disclosure, I am a trustee of the Lincoln Academy. So my questions will be, I know the answers to the questions, but I want to make them, I want to make it very clear to our listeners what the Academy is, because I think it is a great idea, and that is why I am involved in it. So, explain to us, please, what is the Lincoln Academy?
Well, it's a great question. It sounds like a very straightforward question, but most people think when you put the word academy connected with anything, that it's an educational institution or school. It is not. We are a not-for-profit organization in Illinois, but it has a fascinating history. And it began in 1964 as a result of an exhibit that Illinois had at the World's Fair in New York. And it was for the Land of Lincoln Pavilion, that was the name of it, and it featured Walt Disney's audio animatronic figure of Abraham Lincoln. I don't know how tall he was, maybe 18 or 19 feet, I could be wrong on that. But it was a huge figure of Abraham Lincoln, and it attracted, over the two-year period of time that the exhibit was in place at the World's Fair, it attracted over 19 million viewers. So you're correct that Abraham Lincoln is known around the world. Well, after the engagement was over and the World's Fair was ended, our governor at the time, Otto Kerner, actually gave a reception at the end. And at that reception, one of the people was the great-grandson of Abraham Lincoln and other very notable people in Illinois at the time. Adelaide Stevenson, who was our UN ambassador, Benny Goodman, Cab Calloway, notable people from the state of Illinois. And as Kerner is looking over at this group of people, as the story goes, he is really astonished about the talent that is in Illinois. And after that, he talked to Michael Butler, which you may know, and your listeners may know the name of Michael Butler and the Butler family, and said to him, I would be very interested in how we might do something to honor achievement and philanthropy and uncommon service and contributions to the state. And so Butler started the process of looking around the world, literally. And he went to the French Academy. He went to the Nobel Laureate Academy to find how are people honored, not only for the work that they have done that people know them for, but also, their generosity, their community service, their contributions, and their sense of not only advancing the human condition, but also giving back for the betterment of humanity. And that phrase is actually a part of the citation that people who become Lincoln laureates have on the citation. People who have contributed to the betterment of humanity in the spirit of Abraham Lincoln. So this is the highest award of the state of Illinois. As you said, we think we are the only state that does this. And we do this every year. We have a process, as you know, since you are a trustee, where we solicit names from our regents and trustees and rectors. And there's a very rigorous process of vetting the names that we have received. And then we typically select six or so individuals every year to become laureates of the Lincoln Academy.
And when you say laureates, these are the awardees, the people who get this Lincoln, the Order of Lincoln. And it is like the Illinois Nobel Prize. Am I correct?
We don't usually actually use that expression because the Nobel has such a fantastic reputation, and as you know, we are not nearly as known.
Not yet.
The national. But it is the highest honor of our state. And so these are people who are deemed worthy, as I said, not just because of their achievements, but because they did their work and made their contributions in the context of bettering humanity, which we felt and which Kerner obviously felt when he created it at the time, is part of the legacy of Abraham Lincoln. It was 1964, mm-hmm. And we started giving, we started recognizing people then. And then in 1975, we began to recognize student laureates. And this is one of the commitments of the Lincoln Academy that I think many of our trustees and regents and rectors, as you know, are very excited about. We identify one student from every 4-year public and private degree-granting institution in Illinois to receive the Student Laureate recognition. It's a Lincoln Medal, and they receive a small stipend. And so every year we recognize 57 students from across the state, one from each of those institutions. They have been recommended by their president, and we then bring them to Springfield. And in a convocation that happens in the old state capitol, where Lincoln's body was placed when he was brought to Illinois after his assassination, it's a very historic building. It's very moving for the students. And they come generally with their families and a representative from each of their institutions to receive from the governor a Lincoln Medal and a small stipend. The governor is the president of the academy. You mentioned that I am the immediate past chancellor. That's the CEO or the chief executive of the academy. We also have an executive director. But the governor is officially the president of the academy and therefore not only bestows the Lincoln Medal on the students, but the Order of Lincoln on the laureates at their convocation every spring.
Can you, Stephanie, give me an idea of what kind of people, what is the names of some of the people who have become laureates, who have received this honor since 1964?
Well, we have 10 areas that we ask our members to submit names in these categories. The arts and performing arts, agriculture, education, government and law, science, medicine, business industry, communications, labor, sports, religion, and social services. We don't deliberately try to get one person in each one of those categories, but it opens up the space for looking at a broad range of people. So just because we have over 300 laureates, about 150 of them are still alive, just to give people a sense. And I also want to say that these are people who either because of birth or residence have contributed to the state of Illinois.
So you don't have to be born in Illinois. You could be a resident of Illinois.
I was not born in Illinois. I was born in New York. But it's birth or residence, and your contributions being made on behalf of the state of Illinois, or contributions to the state of Illinois. But many of these are national and international people as well. And so there is an Illinois connection, but it goes beyond that. So as an example, the Joffrey Ballet as a company in the performing arts became a recipient. Maria Tallchief in the arts, Charlton Heston, Benny Goodman,
wow,
Buckminster Fuller, Mahalia Jackson, Jack Benny, those are all people in the performing arts. Stan Eikenberry from the University of Illinois, Michael Garanzini, who's a
former president of Loyola University.
Right. Mortimer Adler, Hannah Gray. In government, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Paul Simon, Ronald Reagan, Adlai Stevenson, General Westmoreland, Leon Letterman in science, Walter Massey in science and technology, Stephen Chen, co-founder of YouTube, in business and industry, Melody Hobson, Frank Clark, Studs Terkel, Scott Turow. I think these are all names that your listeners would recognize. Bill Curtis, Scott Simon, Paul Harvey, John Hope Franklin, Coach K in sports, Manny Jackson, Jackie Joyner Kersee, Father Velo, and Cardinal Bernardine. So that gives you just a sense. I've just really touched on people just so they recognize the breadth of our laureates and they know their contributions.
Now, this has got to be a very expensive undertaking. How is all of this funded?
Well, it's an intensive and extensive undertaking. Because people, as you know, because you are a trustee, this is a volunteer organization, and we have one staff member. Every member of the Lincoln Academy, the trustees are appointed by the governor. It's a great honor. People rarely say no, but of course they can. We work through volunteer committees and commissions. And so the people who are on the screening committee put in countless hours, as you're aware. But this is not a cost to the institution. What is a cost, obviously, is our executive director and our staff, or any consultation that we may need for social media, and the stipends that we pay for the students, which is $1,000 to each student. So that's $57,000 a year. So yes, of course, we have costs and a huge amount of contribution comes from the members who simply serve as volunteers on all our committees and all our convocation of work as well.
And a lot of academic community in Illinois helps and participates with the Lincoln Academy. I know that.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you really mentioned that because that is becoming a very significant part of our work, and we are going to be raising resources in the form of an endowment that we started last year. Our new chancellor, Frank Clark, who is also a laureate, is working on that. I started that 2 years ago, and he and a fantastic committee are working with that to keep adding to our resources for our endowment. And the purpose of the endowment is to support the work of the student laureates. And so we're creating what we've called our Next Generation Leadership Initiative. And we even call, you know, the phrase, the unfinished work of our time, which was a phrase that was always connected to Lincoln. We see that developing our next generation of leaders as the unfinished work of our time. And so it is our intention to connect laureates, to develop initiatives that connect laureates to one, student laureates to one another, to begin to develop some opportunities with our academic trustees, who are the presidents of all of our state institutions, state universities, to work with us on developing seminars in person, online, to work with our business community in creating internships and mentorships, to work with our partners in Illinois and nationally, like the Aspen Institute and other organizations that have fellows, because we're trying to develop our next generation of people who will give back not only to the state, but to their own communities and far beyond. So we brought our student laureates together last year as a pilot. They were very excited to meet each other and spend some time together for the first time. And we will be expanding that initiative slowly as we develop resources. The colleges are also very excited about it, and we're looking forward to being able to create, in partnership with them, some opportunities for our students to come together and learn about the leadership and the competencies and the character traits and the moral compass of Abraham Lincoln, and then say, how is that relevant for now? What does that mean for Lee, for me as a leader in the future? And how can I bring the spirit of Lincoln and his integrity and character and knowledge and leadership skills to the work that needs to be done in my community now, in Illinois now, and beyond? So this is a very significant initiative of the Lincoln Academy.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Before, as you said, with adult laureates and now in 75, beginning to look at our capacity as a state. We have a brain trust right in front of us, and we want to put as much resources as we can, time and talent and treasure, into developing our next generation, including inviting our laureates to join us in this process. And we kicked off something last year which turned out to be quite interesting. We call it Legacy Voices, and we asked each one of our laureates to write a letter to the student laureates, not 57 letters, but one letter from a laureate to the student laureates of the Lincoln Academy. And we published that in our own convocation booklet. So last year, for the first time, the student laureates in their program book got a letter from each one of the laureates from 6 months before. And it was very touching. They were very moved by what laureates said, essentially giving them lessons they have learned. And so we're very grateful to our laureates for not only initiating this, but for the laureates now this coming year to also be writing letters, which will go in the booklet this year, to our student laureates. We believe that intergenerational leadership is really important.
This is fantastic. As I said, I think a Lincoln Academy is one of the best things about the state of Illinois and one of the best kept secrets.
Yes, and I'm glad you said that, because that's really true.
And that is why this program is going on the air, because okay. I want to spread the word. This is Mosaic, W's interest to ethnic Americans, although I think this program, this conversation, is of interest to everyone in Illinois and others. Places, because really every state should have an academy like the Lincoln Academy, but not every state has a Lincoln. So our state is very blessed, and it's wonderful that we are able to honor him and keep his memory and
his legacy
alive, not only through what work has been already done by the people who received the award, the laureates, but also the students who have done so well in school as college students, who have so much potential. And our job as adults is to inspire them. And that's exactly what the Lincoln Academy is doing.
Well, this is a great opportunity, and I thank you really for initiating this conversation, because it is probably one of our best kept secrets. Hopefully after today, it won't be as secretive as it has been, And we're excited about the Student Laureate Initiative in the spirit of Abraham Lincoln. You had asked me before we got on the air if people want to connect to the Lincoln Academy. There is a website. There's lots of interesting things on there, some of the history that I spoke about, certainly the laureates that are there. We are also putting new things on there fairly regularly in our social media. So that website, if I may give it, is www.thelincolnacademyofillinois.org.
Okay, let me say that again because it's the whole full name. www.thelincolnacademyofillinois.org, O-R-G, because it is a not-for-profit. And we'll give that once before the end of the program. But I want to ask you, how is the award presented? I mean, I know, but I want our listeners to know because it's such a beautiful ceremony.
And the governor officially gives the Order of Lincoln to each one of the laureates and a certificate. The chancellor also participates in that. We each one of the laureates accepts their award and gives about a 3 to 5 minute little talk. We bring in members of the academy, of course, are invited, members of the General Assembly, and other dignitaries in Illinois, plus, of course, the community members and families. And then we have a reception and dinner following the convocation.
I must say, having attended several of these, it's very impressive. It's very dignified. I think it would make Lincoln happy. And also, I think this is something that perhaps members of our audience might want to attend because it does build your belief in the future of the state, the nation, especially in today's times when sometimes you think everything is going down. The Lincoln Academy lifts you up, which is, I think, very important.
I think that's a beautiful way to say it. I don't think anybody can leave a convocation where these 5 or 6 or 7 laureates have spoken about their life and their career and their contributions, not in any way of hubris or bragging, but their authentic giving back. It really has been very heartwarming because these are very impressive people. And so you do leave with a sense of gratitude, often awe about what these individuals have done and the fact that they are now eager to connect to our younger generation is also very, very encouraging.
And same thing about the convocation at the old state capitol.
Yes.
When the student laureates, the student awardees, receive their scholarship and
yes,
their award. Again, sometimes so many people feel that young people today are more and more worthless. Well, you see these 57 wonderful young people who have already accomplished things and who are anxious to accomplish more. And your hope in the future is restored. It's a wonderful ceremony.
But to recognize these young people when they're in 21 or 20 and be able to authentically thank them and now hopefully provide a constellation of support for them to continue to develop their leadership skills for the future. It's just pretty remarkable, and we all, I think, as you're a trustee, feel very privileged that we can do that to, in your words, sustain the legacy of Lincoln, which
yes,
is extremely important, especially for this time.
Yes, I agree. We are talking about an organization called the Lincoln Academy, and the website again, please.
Is www.thelincolnacademyofillinois.org.
Okay, again, www.thelincolnacademyofillinois.org. Lincoln Academy of Illinois, .org. I recommend you go to this website. You will be surprised and you will be uplifted at the wonderful work that the Lincoln Academy does. My guest has been Dr. Stephanie Pace Marshall. She is immediate past chancellor of the Academy, and she herself is a laureate, an awardee. She is also president emerita of the Illinois Math and Science Academy of Aurora. We are very, very honored to have you be a guest here on our Mosaic program. Thank you.
I enjoy it. Thank you so much.
This is Mosaic, WCEV's program of conversations of special interest to ethnic Americans and to most of the general audience. I'm Lutzen Atmagala, your hostess, and I invite you to join me again next week for another Mosaic Conversation here on 1450 AM WCEV. We're Chicagoland's ethnic voice.